What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Dad You're Wrong. I am your co-host, or your host, Cameron Farmer, along with my mom, Shayla, who is also my co-host. And then I have two other guys that also lose debates for me and with me. Got my dad.
How I lose with you?
Yeah, I don't lose with you either.
Matter of fact, I don't lose at all to you.
You're right. That's in
Y'all
your
lost to me last week.
About
mind.
what?
Y'all lost to me last week.
About what?
No, actually, I think your dad was wrong. I think that's how we ended the
yeah,
show.
We ended the show. You were wrong.
But it was
we're talking
you
about
and
Robert.
Jaden. So your dad was kind of you and Jaden had come to the conclusion that your dad was wrong.
Technically, I did, but okay. No worries.
Okay.
Oh, no worries. I lost my train of thought. Oh, anything else happened? Anything happened this week? Pretty significant that happened this week.
Shout out to the Oklahoma Sooners softball team. Third consecutive national championship. One loss all year.
All year long. That's true.
And that was about one run.
I was forced. They won that job.
They had like six All-Americans.
Yo, like, why isn't it, like, to your point, why isn't the Oklahoma City? Like, I don't even know why it's there.
That's where the U.S.
That's not even neutral site.
That's where the U.S.
You know where the U.S. Oklahoma is in comparison to where Oklahoma City is?
Yes, it's. Hold on, wait. Why is it on
neutral site?
Why is it on? No. He said it was a neutral site. I said it wasn't.
No, I said it's not even a neutral site.
It's not.
That's what I'm saying. He said he wasn't a neutral site.
It's not neutral.
But you say yes, it is.
I thought it kind of was.
It's not neutral. Bro.
Technically, it's neutral, but it's not when you're when the University of Oklahoma's campus is like 30 minutes from Oklahoma City.
That's in their own backyard.
Hey, when I do what?
Call me out on certain stuff.
You're wrong. What? It's basic geography. Get a map.
Wrong. I know what geography is. Dad.
Do you know where Norman is compared to Oklahoma City?
Yes, I know where Norman, Oklahoma is. Where Trey Young is from. It's where he went to high school from.
Okay, whoopity-doo. But I'm saying then you should know that. Then if you should, you should know where. Trae Young.
See, I was gonna say I was gonna say
you
Norman.
You
I was gonna say Norman.
You should know where
I do know where it is.
Norman is in comparison.
You
to,
know,
in relation to Oklahoma City.
You know where Augusta, Georgia is?
Cameron, let's start the show.
Okay, you're gonna ask me that?
I love you. Been living there for 11 years.
You can't take a hint.
You guys ready?
It was clearly sarcasm. Okay. Yes, Mom.
You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. So tonight we're going to talk about a couple of topics. First thing we want to start with is a recap of game three from Wednesday night. And then we'll get into some game four predictions.
I'm gonna make this short and sweet. This series is over. I'm not gonna lie. Humbly speaking, they have no answer for Joker. They have no answer for Jamal Murray. I'm not saying that the Heat can't win, but will they? No. No, they won't. They won't win. I'm sorry. It's not that I'm rooting for them to fail, but it's to a point now where I don't even consider Joker the head of the snake anymore. I consider Jamal Murray the head of the snake. The reason why I say that, because you have no answer for him. You have no, like, you know how people say cut off the head of the snake?
Yes.
They can't, the Miami Heat can't do that. I'm sorry. They just can't. Why? Because Joker.
They can't do anything with Joker.
They can't do anything. They cannot stop Joker.
They knew that going in.
Exactly. So that's my point.
They knew Joker was going to play the game.
Let me finish. What I was saying was, I hear what y'all saying. But you can stop Jamal Murray. You can limit Jamal Murray. I'm going to be real. You can't even limit Joker.
They not limiting him too much. He had a triple-double.
I wouldn't say. Okay, yes, he did. He did have a triple-double. Hold on, guys. My dog is trying to come into the house. But at the same time, like, he was, you know, at the same time, how do I say this? Even though Joker had a triple-double, you still got to give effort. You got to give credit to Miami, to Miami's defense. They did all that they could, but they didn't. So I'm not just going to sit here and say, like, oh, yeah, you know, the Heat couldn't do anything. They couldn't stop him, you know. Of course not. But at the end of the day, yeah, the head of the snake is Jamal Murray. Just because they can't even limit Joker.
But I think they know that going in, like,
right.
They knew Joker was going to drop a 40,
40-point triple-double, like, almost every game. But it's like Miami just didn't they just didn't bring it on the defensive side of the ball in game three. I mean,
yeah,
no, Joker, if you have Joker dropping a 30-point triple-double and you have Murray dropping a 30-point triple-double, I don't care who you are. If it's two people dropping 30-point triple-doubles, you're probably not going to win that game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you're probably not going to win that game, man. I mean, in Miami, it's not like – and it's not like Miami is getting blown out these past three games. Like, Miami has really been in striking distance the whole series so far. If you watch, if you really watch the game all the way through, bro, they cut it down to, like, 9 with, like, a minute and 30 seconds to go. You know what I'm saying?
They were straight already more or less taken out.
Exactly. And then Denver hit some, you know, dagger shots to, you know, take it out the end. But it's not like Miami is just getting run off the building. Miami's problem is, like, when Miami – if Miami can – throw back punches and score on the offensive side of the ball. Miami, I think Miami is in good shape. I have Miami winning the series anyway. Where Miami gets in trouble is when they get in these droughts. Like, they get in droughts where they can't score. And you can only do but so much on the defensive side of the ball with Denver. You know what I mean? It's like, you'd be lucky you get, like, a stop 3 times in a row. You know what I'm saying?
They can't get rebounds. Yeah, Miami has to make shots.
They just have to make shots.
I mean, I know it's kind of simple basic basketball, but you got to make shots. You're Miami. You have to make shots. A couple things, too. I think Jimmy Butler is how Jimmy goes, Miami will go. And he's first, you know, we got to bring the intensity.
Well, it all starts with Jimmy Butler. It starts with him.
But see, that's my thing. It's like, okay, he can't. But here's the thing. That's where it gets tricky. Like, as an athlete, and if you're on a team, okay, yeah, you have those guys that are your leaders and your star players. You expect them to come out and set the tone.
Okay.
But when you sit around waiting for them to set the tone and then they don't set it, the whole team will wake up and go, oh, my God, we're down 15. You know? Okay, yeah, is Jimmy Butler and Bam the stars of Miami? Yes, they are. How they go, like you said, okay, to an extent, the team will go. But if the other players, the Duncan Robinson, the Shoes, the Vincent, and like Kevin Love, you know what I'm saying? If they're not on it, Caleb Martin was almost looking. He could have been the Eastern Conference Final MVP.
He should have been.
Where he went?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If those guys come in waiting around to see if Bam's going to be on or Jimmy Butler's going to be on, they're going to find themselves, oh, my gosh, we're down 15 points. Like, they have to come and be like, nah, bro, we finna take this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to come in with the mentality that, nah, bro, okay, yeah, we may not be the star players, but we gotta make our shots and everything. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, I think at this point, I mean, it's game 4 tonight. Mm-hmm. 3 have been played.
I think Miami wins tonight.
Miami may probably win. Well, at this point, Spoelstra, you've made your adjustments. This is game 4. By now, Miami has seen everything Denver's thrown at them. Denver's seen everything Miami's thrown at them. Now it's just basically a matter of, okay, my guys are better than your guys. Am I right?
Yeah.
But I think this is Denver's to lose. Miami just didn't have it up front to match, obviously, Jokic. But at the same time, they don't have any.
But here's the thing. That's why they don't have any answers. You're right. But that's
they're doing. If you watch the game, okay, a lot of Jokic's assists went to Murray.
Yeah.
I mean, this basic, and he's standing at the top of the key. Murray's rolling around. Joker gives him the ball.
Which is where
Murray shoots.
Which goes back to my point. I mean, you eliminate.
That's it. It's not anything really elaborate.
But that's my thing. Let me finish. You eliminate the head of the snake and Jamal Murray. We know Joker's going to get his, and you have no answer for Joker, but you have answers for Jamal Murray.
Which would be?
Jimmy Butler.
Man, Murray's making shots.
Okay, that's my point. You eliminate. Or limit.
Murray's making shots, and then he can do it.
Can I finish? See, it's funny. I let y'all talk for like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Y'all let me talk.
Okay.
But when you say eliminate.
You see, that's my point.
But let him finish his thoughts.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
That's my fault. The floor is yours.
When I say eliminate, I mean limit him. Like, at least try and limit Jamal Murray. But at the same time, go ahead and say it, Jay. Go ahead.
But eliminate and limit are two different things. But that's the thing. He's saying eliminate and limit are two different things.
I'm sure.
Eliminate is you take somebody off the board completely. Limit is like, okay, he's going to do this, but we're going to try
to
limit him.
That's what I just said.
But that's not eliminating.
No, he corrected himself.
Okay. This is Shannon
Sharpe. So basically, the combination of Murray and Jokic.
This is my point.
It's too much for
Miami.
The Heat. So limit.
Limit Jamal Murray. Mm-hmm. If they can't limit Joker, then they can't stop Joker. And we've seen that all series. Mm-hmm. No matter if the Nuggets win or lose, because Joker's going to get his. Jamal Murray's going to get his. But with the Heat, the exception is that you actually have people in place to actually limit Jamal Murray. Not saying that he's not going to get his, mm-hmm. but you have people like the Jimmy Butlers, people like the Caleb Martins, who personally, even though he has kind of gone non-existent, he hasn't, Eric Spoelstra, for whatever reason, hasn't played him that much in the series. You have people like Duncan Robinson. You have people like Max Strus, who are good, in my personal opinion, who are good defenders as guards. Not saying that they're the best defenders in the league, but they can get stops on the defensive end. And at the end of the day, humbly speaking, because I'm going back to my point, I said this series is over. I do mean that. And even if Eric Spoelstra were to do that, and even if they were to limit Jamal Murray, I still think this series is over, personally. Not saying that, how do I say this? For whatever reason, Michael Porter Jr. has been a disappointment to me because
not just in this series,
but in the entire postseason. And the ironic thing is, this team hasn't gone seven games with any team that they've played. Here's where I kind of switch on everything. I would not sleep on Michael Porter Jr., Christian Brown, who, by the way, is no scrub. I'm not going to lie. I remember when he was in high school, he was a bucket. And personally, you saw how he dropped 15 off the bench. You never know which person's going to have a next man up mentality tonight. Joker said it himself. Christian Brown won them the game, personally. Bruce Brown coming off the bench gives you good minutes, gives you at least 11 a game, 12 a game. Aaron Gordon on the defensive end. Man, I don't know why he runs the ball off the floor, but that's okay. I mean, you know, point four, whatever. But I like what Michael Malone has done in, you know, bringing everybody together around Joker and Jamal Murray. So, but for me, though, I don't see the Heat winning tonight, which kind of goes into the next topic, by the way, the game four prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the Miami Heat winning tonight. They should win, Miami, but I just don't see it.
But I think
have your side of defense. You can't say they should. No, either they are or they not.
You're making it seem like you've been a Heat fan since day one.
I've been going for the Heat since the whole playoffs. Have I?
No.
Yeah,
probably
since
Boston.
I've been talking about, oh my gosh. Okay. Ever since Miami beat Milwaukee, we were sitting right there on the couch. When Miami played New York, I was like, dang, man, I think Miami's gonna win. I knew Miami was gonna be New York. But that's not the point. I'm saying I've been going for Miami since the New York series. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I thought Milwaukee.
Since the New York series, after they played Milwaukee.
You said since the beginning of the playoffs. Sorry.
Okay, when we technical.
Okay,
but I also said
after Miami beat Milwaukee, I've been going for Miami since. Did I not say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Say that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Miami gonna win. Miami's gonna win tonight. I think I got Miami winning the series. You know, that's my prediction.
Sorry. You can't be serious.
I'm serious. Y'all coming crazy when y'all thinking I was going for Boston. I mean, going for Miami being Boston.
I had Miami being Boston. What you mean?
So why is it so crazy now?
This is Denver, bro.
Okay.
So Boston
wasn't in the finals last season.
They were.
They were up. They were down 3-0.
Won 3 games in a row. Quiet over here. What's the next topic? What's going on?
No, we're still on game 4 predictions.
We're still on game 4 predictions.
Oh, so, okay. He was quiet. He wasn't talking, so I just didn't know. So
we kind of went on straight into game 4 predictions. So Bae, who do you have winning? Do you think the series, is that what you said, Cam, is over?
I think Denver is going to win the series. This is obviously a must win for Miami tonight. They lose this game, they're down 3-1. They go back to Denver, and I don't think they come back. Well, they will come back, but they will be playing basketball. The season will be over.
I think game 5 is the last game of the season.
Now, I think Miami will come out tonight with a little more intensity, especially from Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler is going to take a little more responsibility and accountability. I think he tries to get everybody involved, and you try to get people involved, but they're not making shots. I think tonight is Jimmy's show. I expect a big game from him tonight. But do they win? Does Miami win tonight?
Yes. I mean,
they have a fighter's chance. It doesn't matter if they win tonight or not. Denver's still going
to
win the series. All
right, that's fine. We'll come back to the next episode. Miami tied in the series. Miami, 2-2.
Miami loses. If Miami wins tonight, 2-2, Denver wins in 6. If Miami loses tonight, Denver wins in 5. So that's just what I'm doing.
I respect that. I respect it.
You make it seem like I'm doubting you, bro.
So wait a minute. So what I hear Cam and Bae saying, Jaden, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? So last week it was Jaden and Cam. Your dad was wrong.
Game 5 will be the last game of the season for the NBA.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Okay. Okay. I respect it. Well,
I mean, to your dad's point, I think Miami is going to come out with a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot at stake.
And they come out with the W. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Mom, who do you have winning tonight?
It's hard to say because I know Jaden says pick your side. But when you think about the Nuggets defense and you know
their it's defense is underrated.
And with Joker and Murray, when you think about their combination, it's a lot for Miami.
Okay.
But at the same time, there's a lot on the table for Miami. It's like they can't afford to lose tonight.
Oh,
so, no,
they can't afford to lose.
I know, but I'm saying,
talking, like, coherent.
Why are you coherent?
Why are you so surprised?
Like my son sometimes.
I'm probably not the best person to like give a, you know, to pick a diehard like who's gonna win, who's gonna lose.
But
you know,
everything she said was relevant.
It's to the point now where every time I watch the Denver Nuggets, and if y'all know me, y'all know I love the Los Angeles Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. It's to a point now where I watch them. The Clippers deserve to choke that series in the bubble.
I wonder who Kawhi thinks is going to win tonight. Never mind, he's probably rehabbing. He ain't watching. He's probably making plans to leave Los Angeles. That was fun.
So do you think that the Nuggets are going to, or how do you think the Nuggets are going to adjust tonight? Because I feel like there's going to be a different Miami team or at least a different Jimmy Butler.
Very good question.
Tonight.
I think my opinion, Denver's going to keep doing what they're doing.
I think Christian Brown keeps playing the minutes that he's playing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sitting here saying he's gonna play like 40 minutes and stuff like that. But Denver has shown that if anybody can have a next man up mentality, because honestly, Miami has shown that too. But the only person consistently with the next man up mentality on Miami was Caleb Martin, and that was a series ago.
Man, I'm telling y'all this.
Humbly speaking,
yeah, Caleb, we don't know where he is.
I'll tell you this right now. We would not be having this conversation
if Tyler Herro was playing. It would be a whole different conversation. I'm telling y'all right now.
You better tell your boy Tyler Herro to make up his mind if he's going to play or not.
He broke his hand.
So then why are people saying that he's being questioned for game three, game four?
Because Walsh did say when he broke his hand in the Milwaukee series, timetable is finals. Like if he were to be able to come back, it would be the finals.
If y'all boys don't win tonight, they ain't gonna be no.
They ain't gonna be over.
We can see Hero in October, man.
Y'all Denver fans. What y'all talking about? Your team at home. Your team at home.
Well, okay. But what we got is what we got, or what that's we what have I'm saying. What we like, have I'm not.
Hey, we better enjoy it.
My judgment
after the finals over, man, it's gonna be slim.
My judgment, even though the Clippers are at home, make no mistake about it. Hold up. Make no mistake about it. I'm not blinded to how good of a team that Denver is. Need I remind you that Jamal Murray, and I told Dad this earlier, Jamal Murray and Joker are averaging numbers that Kobe and Shaq averaged in their first NBA finals. Mm. This is probably and honestly, I'm scared because the only guard big man combo that remotely did that or at least close to that was Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, and I vaguely remember
Kobe and Shaq.
No, I'm saying close to Kobe and Shaq,
in that realm.
I'm scared. Like, when you, like, yes, I know the Clippers. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Clippers, I knew Denver. Denver has always been a great team. Obviously, the last few seasons, they didn't get past the second round because of injuries. Jamal Murray he didn't play last season. He didn't play the season before that. Michael Porter Jr. was in and out of the lineup due to injuries. So, as I'm Michael Malone and the general manager, how am I constructing my roster to fit around Joker? And, again, to my point, I'm not counting. I'm not saying the Heat won't win. I'm not saying they should win. They should win tonight, but do I have them winning? No.
So you have the Heat not winning?
No, you're not listening. I said, should the Heat win tonight? Yes. Does that mean that I want them to win tonight? No.
Let me ask a quick question. Why should they win?
The Heat should win tonight because their season is on the line, and they have proven that they can step up. They can step up when their backs are for real against the wall.
They have proven that
all season long. And my hats off to them. Because humbly speaking, I didn't have them winning that Milwaukee series. But when they beat Milwaukee in that five game series, when they beat Milwaukee, I was like, oh, they can beat New York. And then when they played Boston, I was like, okay, now Miami got kind of a chip on their shoulder from what happened last year. So I'm not in no shape or form, just because I'm laughing that they're gonna lose tonight. That doesn't make me blinded to the fact that I know what they're capable of. You saw how they went into the Garden a week ago and beat Boston on their home floor. I mean, they blew them out the water.
Yeah, they blew them out their own building.
So, like I said, should Miami win tonight? Yes.
Will they win?
Will they win? No. So respectfully.
So you're also saying no. You don't have Miami winning tonight.
No, that's he does have a win.
Oh, you have a win.
Have Miami winning tonight.
Okay.
But Denver will still win the series.
And Jaden, we already know what you're
doing. If Miami ties this series, I think Miami's the first team to form win. I'm just saying. If Miami ties this series, Miami is the first team to form win. That's just me.
If I'll put it like this. I'll meet you halfway. If I'm Denver, I don't want Miami to tie the series up.
Right.
Well, yeah, of course.
I don't want not saying that if they were to tie the series up, then Denver is going to lose the series. That's
Denver, no, too. If they go back to Denver 2-2, oh my gosh,
well,
that's a different series. Yeah. That's a whole other series you got to play.
Well, Jimmy Butler said he will be better tonight, and he said he said I will be better tonight because when I'm better, we're better as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to me, yeah, it's
absolutely, because if he's shooting 25 times, only making 10 of them.
Right. Yeah. So that goes back to my question of, how do you think, or do you think Denver will adjust their game? Okay.
As I said earlier, at this point, coaching is pretty much out. It's my guys against your
almost. Guys. It's only about so much things you can do in the basketball.
Yeah. At this point, it's guys making shots, it's guys playing defense, guys making necessary plays. Your big time players or your lead guys stepping up.
Yeah. And the thing is, with Miami, it's the third quarter. Like, it's always the third quarter. Miami plays a good half. They're in the game. They're up by a few. They're down by a few, like foul, whatever. It's the third quarter. Denver really makes their runs in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But honestly, I don't think Christian Brown has another seven for eight game dropping 50 on the bench. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so.
But Christian Brown has proven that he can be effective on both.
Can he hoop? Can he hoop? Yes, he can.
He's a national champ. He won a natty last year.
I know who Christian Brown is.
You're acting like I'm saying
he's a scrub. He's not a scrub.
No, nobody's saying that.
He is not going 7 for 8, dropping 15 off the bench again.
That's the point.
He's not doing that.
You never know.
You never know.
But I think in a championship run.
Because honestly, he had 15. Miami lost by 15. If he don't score 15.
You got guys on a championship run. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's Denver's year. When you got guys like Christian Brown stepping up like, oh, wow, 7-8 off the bench. It's kind of like your year. That's your in the same game that Michael Porter Jr. went 1 for 7, right?
Bro, listen.
And Michael Porter Jr., he got the money.
He got the bag too, bro.
So
he got overpaid.
You know, it's kind of like Christian Brown. Who's this guy? Unless you really follow him.
But we know. I know Christian Malcolm. He was a hooper in Kansas.
But nobody was expecting him to do what he did in game three.
It's to the point where it's like nobody expected him to do that similar or exactly the same. Like Caleb Martin showed up in the conference finals.
Yeah, like who's Caleb
Martin? Who's Caleb Martin? And I know Caleb Martin. When Caleb Martin went, where did he play at? Charlotte? No, before when
Nevada?
Yeah, he was in Nevada.
Yeah, they were Nevada.
Yeah, he was
in Nevada. Let me tell you, I know that's from 2K. That is really, I have not seen one Caleb Martin college game in my life.
And the only reason I know because he has a twin brother.
Yeah.
And they were in the NCAA tournament and they interviewed his mom. And, you know, it was a nice story.
But if anybody who could have a next man up mentality, now Christian Brown may not have the 7 for 8 game, but if he did, again, I won't be surprised. He's elite offensively as he is defensively.
Elite
defensively in my personal opinion.
Elite defensively?
He may not be on an all-NBA defensive team. Like,
he's a good defensive player, but I won't call him elite.
I personally
think so. When I think of elite, I'm thinking of like
he was elite at Kansas. So, in my opinion.
Because he played in college games.
Now you're belittling him, bro. Why are you doing that?
I'm not belittling him.
Yeah, you are.
It's a different. Because I said
he was elite in college. He's like, because
you're playing college. You're playing college dudes.
You think that drunk is easy?
I never said it was easy.
But just maybe.
But the NBA is just different. I wouldn't call him elite because he hasn't played enough games to be called elite.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Like, he hasn't played enough.
He's a good defensive player. So because he gets some steals.
So it's turnovers and everything.
But I won't call him elite.
So let me ask you a question: if he's a rookie, is Paolo Banchero elite?
Paolo Banchero from Orlando?
No, from Minnesota.
Yes,
Orlando.
No, he's not elite. I don't consider him elite either. Yeah, he's a hoop. He is good. He's going to get to that.
He won rookie of the year and all, but
he's going to get to that point.
He's not.
But calling somebody elite out the gate, nah.
No. So LeBron won elite when he came
out the gate?
No. Really?
No.
You don't think LeBron was elite?
I think he was. Elite is. You're the top of the class. You're the best of the best.
LeBron is the best of his whole class.
His rookie year. I'm talking about the league, not his rookie class.
Of course, he's the best of the best in his rookie class.
LeBron
in year one. For you to average 20 at the age that
but
you were
at. The league. I'm talking about
I'm
the
sorry,
league.
I'm sorry. I think he was elite for real.
For the league?
For the league, no.
As a rookie?
Man, I, in 03, Obviously, that's a different conversation for another day. I got my point. Hey, mom, look, I got my points. I got my points as to why I think he was, in my personal opinion.
You thought he was elite.
I thought he was elite.
Out the gate.
Out of high school. You heard it from me, America.
Elite NBA player, not elite rookie class. I'm talking about elite NBA player.
LeBron was elite. He was an elite NBA player when he was in high school. What you mean?
No, bro.
You mean to tell mom? Huh? How would you feel? First of all, see, looking at the stats right now.
How you calling him elite? He didn't go to the playoffs in his third year.
Dad, imagine taking Cavaliers.
He's elite. He couldn't take his team to the playoffs into his third season in the league.
Dad.
You got him at the top of the entire NBA.
Okay, it's third season. You need a little obvious.
Dad, he wasn't elite.
Let me finish.
You heard it, America.
Obviously, the NBA, the environment they're in is different from that of high school. But you mean to tell me that a kid who is taking calculus 2 on a Tuesday is scared to play a man like LeBron James with the body that he had at what age? 18? You mean to tell me that's not elite coming out the gate? People weren't saying that about Zion. Oop, sorry. Boy, got some things to work out. Get better, brother. But at the same time, right? LeBron, I personally think he was elite. Now, granted, he didn't make the playoffs his first until his like third season, and that's okay. But you gotta realize the Cavaliers, they were in a rebuilding era. They were rebuilding. So at the same time, you can't talk about the team when you're supposed to be talking about the player. And personally, I'm talking about LeBron as a player. I think he was elite, in my personal opinion, when he came out the gate.
To your point, he wasn't an elite prospect talent.
Yes.
You talking about, oh, he was an elite out the gate. Talking about the league, like, yeah, over players that already been there, that's there already. No, bro. No.
LeBron would even.
You talking LeBron would step through that door. He would tell you, nah, bro.
Are you a rookie?
He would let
no.
You.
That's not fair to assume.
Okay, so we'll just agree to disagree.
We ain't agreed on nothing.
I said, listen, sir.
Why are you talking back to mom?
I'm not Cameron. We're going to agree to disagree because clearly there are different thoughts. I think it's a good discussion. So maybe that's something we can talk about, let it carry over to another show. But I think it's good because it sounds like we have different categories of what we're talking about. Straight out, you know, newly into the league, and your dad is saying
he sat there and said, "Oh, LeBron was up the gate and lead."
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's saying that, and but you guys are not. And so we're going to agree to disagree. You know why? Mm-hmm. Do you know why?
Wow.
Because Game 4.
Game 4 predictions.
No, Game 4 is tonight.
Yeah.
In just a few minutes. So we've already talked about the predictions. You guys have already talked about who you have winning, Bay and Jaden. You guys have Miami winning. Cameron, you said they should win, but you don't think they're going to win. So
no, they're not. Okay.
So they're not. And I think the only one I heard tonight, well, start off with Jaden. I was wrong. But now, well, I guess it only counts on the actual scheduled topic. So Jaden, you're wrong. So, Cameron, you got the final word?
Am I technically wrong if Miami does win this game?
Well, okay, that's a good point. So, we just have to wait and see.
Next week. He's still wrong. You got Miami winning the series. He's wrong.
All right, this episode and next episode.
All right, Dad. Ain't but like 3-2 more game left after this.
All right, Dad.
We'll find out.
I'll see you on Denver. What's next time they play? Sunday? No. What's today?
Like Friday.
Today's Friday.
They play tonight, and then they play again on Sunday.
Sunday or Monday. One of those.
Sunday in Denver.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you Sunday night at Denver, bro.
All right, Cam, you have final word.
Clearly, there are a lot of discussions to be had Personally, I don't see Miami winning this game tonight. But that does not negate the fact that they show up when it matters the most. So good luck to them. But sorry, Denver, it just damn. Oops, excuse my language, Jamal. Sorry.
He did it on purpose.
I did not do it on accident. I apologize. But Denver, I got Denver winning tonight. Jaden is clearly a Miami Heat favorite. He personally feels like he's been the Heat fan since he was born. I wish there was his energy in 2006. Oh wait, you were 3 years old, so you don't remember. Who won the championship in 06?
Miami.
Who was on the team?
D Wade and Shaq.
And who else?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Who no. else?
All Jason right. Williams.
Come on.
Jason. Gary Payton. The glove.
Cameron, I was 3 years old. Please end this episode.
Anyway. All right, y'all. Catch this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Castbox. Looking forward to, you know, connecting with you guys. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Love.